Welcome to Abide's Sleep Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. Remember, you can have full access to all our sleep stories commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433 for 25% off the app. Now, relax your mind and body as we hear tonight's sleep story.
Hello, and welcome to this sleep story from Abide. I'm James, and I feel very honored to have you join me tonight, for there is a balm in Gilead. In our story tonight, we'll be learning more about the nature of Jesus as our healer and comforter. Jeremiah prophetically asked in Jeremiah 8:22, "Is there no healing medicine in Gilead? No balm that can help my people? Is there no physician who can help? Why is there no healing for the wounds inflicted on my people?" Then the prophet goes on to answer this very question in chapter 46, verse 11. "Go up to Gilead to find balm for your wounds, O virgin daughter of Egypt." Through this sleep journey tonight, precious listener, you will come to know that there is a balm in Gilead. His name is Jesus. He is your soothing balm and healing ointment. Jeremiah did not know he was speaking of the Messiah, our great physician, but there is no doubt that the people of God need a salve. We need a Savior. We need our wounds treated, and we need restoration. You will experience the healing power of Jesus tonight as the words of Scripture touch your soul, and you will know Him as your balm through an imaginative journey in a physician's workshop and herbarium as He makes up the balms. You will experience the tender care of the great physician, Jesus Christ, and His love, which is the solution to all our ills. You will feel His kindness that leads up to repentance and draws us into deeper intimacy and friendship with Him. Say yes to His invitation, precious listener, and come let Him heal and mend all broken places with His balm of love. Join me as we prepare our bodies for sleep and deep rest, and allow your mind and soul and spirit to relax as well. Let this be the time when you become fully conscious of the presence of the Holy Spirit in the room, filling you and encompassing you, bringing His healing balm to your whole being. God is love. His Holy Spirit is the Spirit of love. He makes the Father's incredible love triangle to you. So take some deep and gentle breaths. As you breathe in, invite the Holy Spirit to fill you completely. Inhale and exhale. Receive fresh air and expel the stagnant air. The wonderful Holy Spirit longs to expel your pain and grief and anything else that might distract you from His love, so that He can replace it with peace and joy, freedom and restoration. Give Him permission to fill your body and soul with His glory and goodness. Your body is His temple, a far more glorious temple than anything Solomon could ever build. And tonight, you can offer it back to Him so He can make it beautiful and fill it with His presence. Maybe there are other distractions in your space that can be removed before you ease into this story. Turn off or dim the lights. Snuggle under your covers and get completely cozy and relaxed. Scan your body for any tight spots. And as you breathe, gently release those areas. Relax areas like your forehead and jaw, your shoulders and the muscles along your spine. Release any tension in your stomach and legs and breathe gently. Feel tangible peace coming to your body. This temple that was bought with so high a price. Let his healing balm soothe and restore all areas of your body and mind and soul as you breathe gently. Let his presence come. Let him make his home in you. As he fills you, all stress and pain and anguish must go. When you are ready, let your breathing resume its normal pattern and come to stillness. Join me as we come before our Father and surrender our time to his leading and to his care. Father God, oh how you love us. In more ways than we can ever count, you show your love to us. Lord, we come tonight and cast ourselves on you. We submit our lives to you. Guide our every step as we journey through this life. Thank you that though we get wounded and hurt in this life, Jesus is our great physician, and he has given us the Holy Spirit to be our comforting anointment and salve for every ache. Wonderful Father, thank you for always healing and soothing us when we get hurt or injured. As we walk through this fallen world, thank you that we are never alone. You never leave us or abandon us. Your spirit is one with us, and you give us friends on our path to be like doctor's assistants, to comfort and console us through the trials and pain. Thank you for your many conduits of love, healing, and relief. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit to heal and repair and restore all brokenness. Come and do your healing work through this sleep story tonight. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus, the balm of Gilead himself. Amen. Now, let's begin our story tonight. I'll read again the portions from Jeremiah 8 and 46 in the Voice Translation. Is there no healing medicine in Gilead? No balm that could help my people? Is there no physician who can help? Why is there no healing for the wounds inflicted on my people? Go up to Gilead to find balm for your wounds, O virgin daughter of Egypt. In this portion of scripture, Jeremiah is weeping and lamenting after he hears about how Babylon will lay siege to Israel. And he asks if there is a balm in Gilead. He cries out, "The harvest is finished, and the summer is gone. The people cry, yet we are not saved. I hurt with the hurt of my people. I mourn and am overcome with grief. Is there no medicine in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why is there no healing for the wounds of my people?" The Message Bible says, "The crops are in, the summer is over, but for us nothing's changed. We're still waiting to be rescued. For my dear broken people, I'm heartbroken. I weep, seized by grief. Are there no healing ointments in Gilead? Isn't there a doctor in the house? So why can't something be done to heal and save my dear, dear people?" You can hear the heart of God breaking for his chosen people, as expressed in Jeremiah's lament. The prophet carries his God's compassion for the children of Israel. Even though the people brought the pain on themselves by worshiping other gods, he still weeps. Not only the Israelites, but also you and I need a balm to heal our wounds. We need the Savior, Jesus Christ, to save us from the endemic disease of sin. The children of Israel in the Old Testament do not have the Messiah yet. But Jeremiah clearly sees they need a healing balm for their heart. Sin dwells in the human heart, and only Jesus can cure us. Only Jesus is the ointment that will purify and cleanse. King David grasped this after his rebellion against God with Bathsheba. Heartbroken for grieving his loving Lord, David laments over his sin in Psalm 51:2-7. Wash me clean from my guilt. Purify me from my sin. For I recognize my rebellion. It haunts me day and night. Against you and you alone have I sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. For I was born a sinner, yes, from the moment my mother conceived me. But you desire honesty from the womb, teaching me wisdom even there. Purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. King David knew that God was the purifier, the great physician, who would come with his hyssop and cleanse all the sin out of his heart. Not just off the superficial areas of his life, but out of the deepest parts of his heart. David had a revelation of God as his Savior many centuries before the Messiah came to earth. It's interesting to look into the ancient forms of healing. Spices and balms and herbs are mentioned in the Bible on many occasions as ointments. In many ancient historical texts, we see plants and flowers and resins used as the main medicinal remedies. There's a mention of balms from Gilead and one other place in Scripture. From Genesis 37:25, then they sat down to eat. Soon they looked up and saw a caravan of Ishmaelite traders approaching from Gilead. Their camels were loaded with gum, balm, and a fragrant resin, and they were on their way down to Egypt with their goods. Some historians believe that Gilead was known for its powerful and therapeutic balms, natural ointments with distinctive medicinal properties. This makes a great deal of sense, knowing that Jesus is our balm in Gilead. He is the most powerful cure and therapeutic remedy for sin. The gentle and soothing antiseptic for the consequences of the fall in the human heart. How does he bring his balm to our lives? Well, Proverbs 17:22 tells us that joy is one that Jesus will bring his balm to our sorrow. A joy-filled heart is curative balm, but a broken spirit hurts all the way to the bone. Jesus is the joy for us that heals our broken spirit. The Message version puts it this way: a cheerful disposition is good for your health. Gloom and doom leave you bone tired. Precious one, let Jesus cheer your disposition and bring gladness to your soul. Let his soothing ointment come into any places of sorrow and weariness and grief. Perhaps you can feel it, even now, restoring and reviving you. Another mention of the balm of Jesus is Proverbs 12:18, which says, "Thoughtless words cut deeply like a thrusting sword, but the speech of the wise is a healing balm." since no one at all is wiser than Jesus himself, the speech of Jesus is a healing balm to you. Though people in this fallen world may say thoughtless, hurtful words that cut deep, there is no hurt that Jesus cannot soothe and cure. There is a balm in Gilead, and Jesus is it. As we heard in Jeremiah 46, God told the Israelites to get a balm in Gilead because they had wounded themselves beyond repair. He didn't literally mean get a physical balm to fix their problems, but they would have understood the imagery, for the real root of their problems was rebelling against God. Gilead contained a balm of herbs and spices that served as a healing ointment. In the ancient world, balms had several uses. They were used as flavorings and as perfumes, as well as painkillers and sedatives. Also, they perfumed and preserved bodies of those who had passed and were well known to possess healing properties. The ancient salve mixtures could contain a number of ingredients, from beeswax to balsam and poplar tree sap. No matter what ingredients the particular balm of Gilead contained, we know people believed it could heal the wounded. But does the balm have a deeper meaning beyond a physical salve for cuts and burns? God makes it clear in Jeremiah 46 that the Israelites had turned to a temporary solution to their troubles. They'd gone to other nations, other gods, and other methods to heal their sin problem. Babylon represented the consequences of that sin. But even after the Babylonian nation crumbled and Israel returned after 70 years, they still had festering wounds from sin. They still needed an ultimate balm that could heal them. We know that there is a balm in Gilead, and that is Jesus. Just as the lyrics of the hymn say, there is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. Sometimes I feel discouraged, and I think my work's in vain. But then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. Now, precious child, allow me to bring you on an imaginative journey into an old physician's workshop and herbarium, and let us watch him as he mixes his healing balms and concocts his remedies. Keep breathing gently in and out, in and out. Sense the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit in the room with you. Perhaps it's like a sweet fragrance in the air. Perhaps you feel lighter in your soul as he is lifting off any ill-fitting burdens you've been carrying. He is your guide, and he will guide you through this contemplative journey now. Imagine yourself transported to ancient Israel, to the town of Ramoth, Gilead, 40 miles northeast of Jerusalem and east of the Jordan River. You are walking down the dusty streets to a little cottage just on the outskirts of town. You've traveled far, all the way from Jerusalem, and you have been asking the market goers of Ramoth, Gilead, where you can find the local physician. They've all directed you to the very best physician in town. By their accounts and many others you've heard, no one leaves his humble cottage without relief from their affliction. The men, women, and children you asked could have kept you all day with their own personal accounts of healing. You excused yourself from their stories, but with great anticipation. You've had a growing ache in both shoulders for years, and now it's spread to your back, and you are in nearly constant pain. You know people who have had ongoing chronic back pain, so you've felt great gloom knowing this may stay with you for life, getting worse and worse over time. But the light in the eyes of the market merchants and customers have raised your hope. You walk on to the end of town, praying under your breath that God would use this man to heal you. You have barely a mustard seed of faith, but you still have faith. Suddenly, you spy the little thatched roof of the cottage. As you approach, you read the word apothecary engraved on the timber door. Plants and herbs, drying in bundles, festoon the house's facade and almost enshroud the door frame. Without a doubt, this must be the place. You hope the doctor is at home. As you stand, one hand poised to knock on the wooden door, you hear a very kind and inviting deep voice. "Please do come in, my friend. The door is unlocked." This surprises you indeed, but you press the heavy door open nonetheless. What a sight greets you. Your eyes behold a room with walls bedecked in flowers and herbs drying upside down in clusters. The shelves all across the room hold jars and clay pots containing various tinctures and potions. Also what looks like assorted syrups, molasses, resins, and honeys. And then the powerful fragrance assails your senses, lavender and mint, thyme and sage, milk thistle and ginger, cinnamon and lemongrass. It smells like heaven, or at least what you imagine heaven must smell like. The sensation of total peace in this room almost overwhelms you. You feel completely calm. Your eyes alight on the great physician himself. His gentle and soothing tones speak again. "I have been expecting you, my friend. I beg your pardon for not getting up to open the door. As you can see, my hands are a bit sticky." You look at his hands and see exactly what he means. He is busily mixing some sort of syrupy concoction, and it has covered his hands all the way up his forearms. His raw linen shirt sleeves are rolled all the way up to his elbows, and his apron is splattered with the sticky substance. A jar of honey, a pot of molasses, vials of cinnamon, turmeric, sage, hyssop, and a multiplicity of other herbs are strewn across his workbench. You watch in fascination as his dexterous hands mix together the various ingredients in a deep wooden bowl. "Would you be so kind as to grab that mortar and pestle and grind me 3 of those little white flowers from the Gilead poplar? They are the final and most important ingredient of this remedy. Thank you kindly." You fetch the tender flowers and follow his instructions accordingly. As you watch him mix them in with the paste, an incredible aroma bursts out and fills the room. You look at him in wonderment, and he looks at you, grinning. Not just one, but many sparkles light up his kind eyes. It seems like all the stars in heaven are held in his eyes as they twinkle back at you. "Now," he says, "shall we put this on your shoulders and back?" You look at him in surprise. "This was for me?" you ask him. "To be sure," he answers. "I have been mixing it for some time and waiting for you to come to me so I can heal you. But first, that heavy yoke on your shoulders must come off before I can place this ointment on. No wonder you have been aching so much. This is very ill-fitting indeed. I'm so glad you came to me today and not a moment later." With his gentle and strong arms, the physician lifts off the weight you had been carrying so long. In fact, you'd almost forgotten about it. It had seemed to be a part of you. But now it's gone, and you can hardly believe it. With the greatest care, he rubs the balm with Gilead flowers into your sore shoulders and back. As the ointment sinks in, the relief is immense. Nothing has ever felt so warm and soothing and restorative. Does that feel better now? His gentle voice asks as he places not another yoke, but rather a brand new linen tunic on your back. You utter the only word you can, incredible. He smiles widely and those deep eyes sparkle again. Well, you are welcome back anytime, dear friend. Anytime you get an ailment, even a minor scratch, my door is always open. And if you simply want to spend time with me as I dry the flowers or mix my balms, you will always find me right here. So take care, dear one. Until next time. He stands at the door and waves as you walk the path back into the township of Ramoth Gilead, feeling as light as a feather and filled with hope and joy. You will certainly be back again. Gentle Father, kind and good, thank you for being the greatest physician that your precious one can ever know. May your child come to you for healing and succor and solace whenever they need to. And may they simply come in both times of health and illness to sit at your feet and let you love them. You long to pour out the tonic of your love into their souls to soothe and revive and restore. Thank you, Jesus, for being our eternal Savior. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen. Precious one, as sleep enfolds you, let the healing balm of Jesus anoint you and bring you peace. There is a balm in Gilead, and it is Jesus. He is with you now and forever.